Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diane DeResta is here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's the CEO and the president of DeResta Communications, which is a consulting firm that specializes in helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially face-to-face. And she's the author of Knockout Presentations, and she's here today, right now. Diane DeResta, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Jim.
It's always
a
pleasure.
Happy New Year.
You too. It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Diane, one of the things that we've talked a lot about on the show over the years is the concept of trust. And I know this is something that you spend a lot of time in your work when you help companies put their best foot forward. Talk to us about how you talk about trust when you talk to your clients.
Well, one of the things I say every time, because I'm a speaking strategist and presentation coach, and I say that your audience subconsciously is always thinking three things. Number one, who are you? Meaning, do I like you? Who are you as a person?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, who are you to tell me? Meaning, what are your credentials and how have you earned the right to be here? And number three is WIFM, W-I-I-F-M, mm-hmm. What's in it for me? What value will I get if I stay and listen to you? So whether you're talking one-on-one on a sales call or you are talking to 1,000, those three questions are in their mind. So the first thing that you need to do to build trust is you've got to have a relationship. And that's why it's so important to spend that the first part of your meeting developing rapport, getting to know people on a personal level, and also sizing them up and understanding how they want you to communicate with them. And the second thing is you've got to establish your credentials in some way. So if you are speaking, then you want the person who's introducing you to embed that in the introduction. So they say, oh, yeah, she or he knows what
that's a really about. That's a really important thing that I've seen a lot based on when you're talking about the three things that people are expecting from a speaker. I do mm-hmm. think it is important that whoever is introducing the speaker do a good job and have the right information.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise people are saying, I mean, they have a right to know, is this, you know, before he or she speaks, I'm going to form an opinion about whether I'm going to be impressed or not.
Right. Are you giving a book report or do you really know what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is, okay, so you seem likable and you certainly have the background, but why should I sit here? What are you going to cover that is worth my time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a piece of the trust that is a little different today. People's expectations are higher. Their trust is lower. And you've got to get their interest right away, and you have to really talk to their own self-interest. They don't want to sit there and have a lot of fluff. They don't want you to waste their time. They really want you to get down to business and give them valuable information.
You know, it's amazing. A lot of times I'll speak to small organizations, I'll be asked to speak to in my area to a Rotary Club or a little chamber event or whatever, and they'll say, why don't you just tell us about your business? Because they think what I do is kind of interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them, no, I'm not going to do that. And they say, well, why not? I say, because that doesn't mean anything to the people who are in the audience. If I talk to them, I'm going to talk to them about something that they can take away. And what I do, how I do my business is not going to help them. But what I know, what I've learned from other people, that could be helpful. I'm going to pass that along. And I
right.
think and that's the thing that a lot of people, when they're asked to speak to a group, if they're not professional speakers, if they don't know that, they'll get up and talk about themselves, and that's really kind of boring.
True, and that's so typical of most sales presentations,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I recently wrote the blog post about the five-letter word that kills most telemarketing presentations, and that word is trust. Because if you think about trust, when they do studies, who comes at the top of the list on low trust? People like politicians, bankers, but certainly telemarketers. Mm-hmm. And I had an experience recently where someone called me up. It was one of those recorded calls, and I always hang up, but this was really done well. It was crisp, it was compelling, it had good energy. So I called the number because it was something I wanted. The person was good on the end, but what stopped me was I had to give them my credit card, and then they would put me in touch with the person who would get me started. And right away, that was the deal breaker. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing telemarketing, you have to have some interim steps to build trust, because people are not going to whip out a credit card and give it to a stranger.
Well, there are things that – the thing about trust is you can't force trust. You can't manufacture it. You can't manipulate it. You have to demonstrate in increments, don't you, that you are trustable.
Yes, it doesn't
come over you. It doesn't come over you all at once, does it? It's sort of a building blocks kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, trust is relationship building, and that's the challenge when you have one closed sale. That's becoming harder and harder. You know, unless you're selling a widget on the streets, like an American flag on July 4th, other sales other than that really require trust for people to make a buying decision.
Well, and as an example, you know, if we're talking about the building blocks of trust, and I really do think that's an important thing to think about, Diane, and that is if you have an appointment, be there on time. If you're not, you just chipped away at trust a little bit.
That's right, and people don't understand it's those little things that make the greatest impact, and one of the things that builds trust is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
When people see over a period of time that you are a person of your word and you deliver what you said you did, that inspires trust.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I think of clients and when I've looked at who bought from me and who became a client, I wanted to get business with some insurance company, and It wasn't happening. Then one day she called me and brought me in, and it turned out that one of their vendors was a good friend of mine and talked me up, and so that was the trust. Oh, she thinks Diane's really good. Let me give her a look. So trust has to do with what's familiar,
mm-hmm.
Having second, third-party endorsements. It's about the way you communicate, but mm-hmm. it really is getting to know people.
It's often, though, it really is. Never underestimate the power of the little things, the little credentials, the little character tests that can happen. Never underestimate how big a deal that is with folks. Diane DiResta, give us your website, please.
It's www.diresta.com, D-I-R-E-S-T-A.
And the book is called Knockout Presentations. Diane and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about the building blocks of trust. Stay with us.
Got you back on the show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.